My name is Brian Newson, third generation family at Zealand Farm Service. We are a soybean meal processing plant located in Zealand, Michigan, expanding to the Ithaca area, building a soy processing plant there to process approximately 38 million bushels of soybeans a year. There are 8 family members involved. We own a processing plant in Creston, Iowa, an ethanol plant in Pennsylvania, and another ethanol plant in Nebraska. And in Zealand, we operate about 100 trucks that haul ag-related commodities, as well as steel, sand, and anything that fits into a dump trailer. So,
where's the plant at today?
Construction-wise, we probably are 15% done, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that first 15% is your concrete, your infrastructure, and as that stuff is done, equipment gets installed, and things actually look like they're happening at a much faster pace, so probably right around the 15% area.
An end target date, fully up and running?
Call it August, September of 2019, so a big year from now.
Right now you're buying, you have storage facilities. Will you be buying grain this fall, and what kind of contracts is that looking like?
You know, be buying some limited grain, probably JFM of next year for this facility. 4 million bushels of capacity here of storage. We'll be contracting soybeans probably for this fall, you know, any time now, as we anticipate starting up right as new crop beans come off the field.
How does this change what's needed in Michigan for soybeans and what you're able to process, what's produced in the state?
Sure. Well, as I probably said earlier, Zealand Farm in Zealand processes about 10% of the soybeans grown in the state, and the other 90% leave the state to go to other processors. We feel the beans are here in Michigan. Actually, we know they are here in Michigan, and we hope to keep those within the state to be processed, and the oil and the bean meal be used within the state and out of the state as well.
Soybean processing increasing across the country. How do those other plants play into some of these expansions here?
A lot of the demand is worldwide, not just U.S. wide. Third world countries are eating better. There's more animals, and they have to be fed. And the U.S. does a really good job efficiently and logistically being able to crush those soybeans, turn it into an end product, and then have the logistics capabilities of shipping it out and getting it to the end users. That's probably why we had talked earlier, that's 5% growth in the soy processing industry. The beans are here. We just need to get it made into an end product and get it to the worldwide consumers.
Can you comment a little bit about trade uncertainties, what's going on with China and Mexico?
I don't have a lot of comments on that. I guess the one thing I will say is I do believe Trump is doing the right thing for the U.S. It's going to take a little while to see how that all turns out, and I think China's going to become, they'll be back buying soybeans. It's just a matter of when, and sometimes that patience to wait and see how it all turns out is difficult to manage or endure. So we live in not just in Michigan, but what goes on in the U.S. really does affect people right here in our home state or our hometowns, and it's hard sometimes, but it is a world economy we're dealing with, and we need to remember that sometimes.
Any other comments on this year's harvest or plans?
No, this year's harvest looks pretty good. There's a lot of soybeans out there. Overall, could have got a little bit more rain, but it looks good considering what is out there, and we're excited to start the combines up here in another 2-3 weeks and see what kind of crop we got.